Well, hello everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom show, streaming live on BBS Radio out of Texas now. We'll be in California. Syndicating to over 100 stations globally, I'm your host, Yvonne L. Silva. If we haven't met, I'm dialing in from the base of the Rocky Mountains in Calgary, Canada. We just wrapped up the Calgary Stampede a couple of weeks ago, and that's a huge attraction. If you haven't been to the Calgary Stampede before, put it on your calendar for the first week in July every year, and it attracts millions of visitors to the city and a lot of tourism dollars. I think I saw 282 million, something like that. Crazy number. And you want to be part of that fun. It's literally a huge event. So I'm your host. If we haven't met before, I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. That's this book here, which hit bestseller overnight. And today I'm drawing on some concepts from that book. I'm also going to be drawing on concepts that have come to life in the last few years, working with a really cool tool, a tool that is around personality science. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about increasing your revenue up to 300% in Q3. Now, I realize we're already into Q3, so you might be listening to this from your vacation spot. You might still be at work. These same principles will apply for Q4 as well. However, we're halfway through the year. How are you doing towards your goals for 2024? If you haven't yet seen the success that you're looking for in particular, pay close attention. You might want to grab a pen and paper and make some notes as we go through this session. One second. So I have a little bit of a dry throat today. Excuse me. Here we go. So today, as I said, we're talking about increased results. So let's dive in and make sure that you have the right numbers to be dialing in, because this is a live show. This is an opportunity. Most of the time I'm interviewing guests. This is a live opportunity to dial in with your questions. It's not very often that you get the opportunity to tap into an executive coach with 30 plus years of business experience. At no charge. So the number to dial, if you are in anywhere in the world, 1-888-627-6008. And if that toll-free number does not work, you also have a direct dial number, which is 323-744-4831. So again, those numbers are toll-free, 1-888 627-6008 or toll free 323-744-4831. So I'll repeat that number a little bit later on as we dive into the content, but there will be an opportunity to join me live on the air and get your question answered. So if you're sitting there thinking, wow, my results in my business, not quite where I want them to be, you can dial in anonymously, I guess, and we can have a follow-up conversation afterwards, perhaps. But you're certainly welcome to dial in with your questions. I think it's really helpful when entrepreneurs hear from other entrepreneurs not only what's working, but what's not working, so that there is a learning opportunity. Because at the end of the day, we're going to try as entrepreneurs a number of different strategies along our journey. And we learn a lot on the way from also what doesn't work out the way we thought it was going to work out as well, right? Life is constantly moving forwards, constantly taking action. And being very spiritual, have a Reiki background as well, certified in Reiki, I believe that we just need to keep moving forwards. We need to be taking the action, and we'll get a course correction if it's not right for us. We'll get some guidance coming through that will tell us, you're trying to push water uphill. So, for today's topic, I want you to start off thinking about appreciative inquiry. So, this is something you can do with yourself. What's working really well in your business right now? And then, how could it be even better? So whether you're in business or whether you're a working professional, I'm going to actually have concepts that apply to both as we go through this content today. But what's working well? What are the things that you want to do more of? Because it's really working for you. And what are the things that could actually be even better? So this is an approach I reference in my book, and it's from David Cooperrider's work. So David Cooperrider had four questions. I primarily use two in my business and business interactions. What's working well? How could it be even better? And when we ask that second question, you can use this in a group meeting as well, right? Rather than having everyone come into the meeting, if you're chairing or leading the meeting and asking, so what didn't work last week? Or where are we at with this problem, with this project? I heard there was a problem. Yes, we can all start with the negativity because we know exactly what it is that needs to get focused on. Or we could start with celebrating what is working, starting from a positive energetic place, and then looking at how could it be even better? And how could it be even better offers a natural opportunity for that question to get answered of, there is something that could be even better. And if we were able to fix XYZ, or if we're able to tweak or do something a little differently, it would actually have a much more productive outcome. So, love that question. Thank you, David Cooperrider. I use that all the time. The other thing is, are you really clear on what success even looks like? Now, in our businesses, hopefully, we had at some point some sort of a business plan. Although, what I'm hearing from a lot of my clients is they're not doing the 10-year business plan anymore. They're using something a bit more short term. And for many solopreneurs, there's so much that has changed in their business since COVID. They're actually using like a 3-month quarterly plan and not trying to jump ahead for 5 years. So, what is success? How will you know when you're there? I also hear from a lot of professional women that are starting new jobs or even have been in their current job for a while, and they're not really clear what the success metrics are. How can you get promoted if you can't demonstrate your competence doing your own job really, really well and being able to quantify your results? When you're able to do that, it sets you up for success. To be able to have that performance review, to be able to ask for an interim performance review. Don't just wait a whole year because a lot of things will get forgotten along the way unless you are tracking them on a monthly basis. What are your successes? What are your wins? And then quantifying it. How much money did that make for the organization? How much did it save the organization? What were some of the new customers that came in? How were you able to maintain or keep your existing customers? Maybe you added new employees. Maybe some of your activities won innovation awards. What was it that was the win for you? And how could you quantify it? How could that add value to your organization? You're going to see me sipping a lot of water today because I'm really dry. So, quantifying it really, really key because when you know what it is that you're doing really well, it shores up your value. It's actually one of those factors that leads into having rock solid confidence. When we know what we've done, we can easily speak to it. And ladies, it's not about bragging because I think the word brag very often has negative connotations to it. And in a workshop that I did recently with a mentorship group, I actually reframed that word, brag. So instead of it being a negative thing, we actually started looking at it in a different, through a different lens, in a new light, by saying, okay, B will stand now for brains, using our brains. R is for resilience. A is for action, and G is for goals. So, how did we use our brains? How did we use our strength, our tenacity, our resilience? What were the action steps that we took towards those specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound goals? And I also add on ER on the end of smart to make smarter goals. So, E is an emotional connection, and R is relevant because I think in COVID, we started working on one thing, going down one path, and a lot of times it ended up being irrelevant pretty quickly. So it's got to be relevant as well. So what are those SMART goals, and how does that tie back to your role, position, your KRAs, if you're inside an organization. If you are your own boss, you're a solopreneur, how does that relate to what it is that you've asked your customers recently for that they are actually seeking? So very often we get busy doing our own thing, buried in our programs, and it's really important periodically to celebrate the success with the customers, come up for air, and use the opportunity to have a customer success day or a customer success celebration where you're rewarding them, you're giving them something which is a bonus for them, and at the same time gathering some input. What is it you really liked about that last program you were in? What is it you particularly liked, in my case, about being in the Flourish program? Did you like the part about the first module of visualizing and really dialing into success in your business and what that looks like, and who are your ideal customers, really getting clear on your metrics, your value, your five word tagline, and what you want to be known for? For me, it's women entrepreneurs seeking to flourish. That's my work. That's what I do. Or was it the monetize section where we looked at different revenue models, looked at different branding colors, looked at ways that you could really monetize in a different way? So you're not burning out, but only working time and dollars and being paid by the hour for something. You're going to run out of hours. And that means that you're then tied to the business. So when you want to take that vacation, how is your revenue going to continue to pour in while you're on holiday? So we want to disconnect those things by having relative earnings so that there's some that are earned, some that are recurring, some that are product related. You want to have a mix in your product range. So that's about the monetized piece. And then the third piece in the Flourish program is actually about optimizing. So it's great that you might want to implement a CRM if you're starting to have a number of people on your mailing list, a large number that you want to keep in touch with. Yet, if you jump to something like it used to be called Infusionsoft, which I found very Confusionsoft actually myself. But if you're jumping to the wrong tool that's way too big for your needs right now, you're probably going to find that you need a lot of extra manpower just to manage it properly. Yes, you get good data out, but you've got to put data in at the front end as well. So, having the right tool for the job, optimizing is about getting really clear on how the business runs with your own activities, and then which are the ones that you want to carve off and bring in new team members so that you actually can have a scalable business. When you're the only one working in your business, it's not going to be scalable with ease and grace and allow you to have a holiday on the beach, relaxing with things running smoothly while you're away. So there are things that we can draw upon which are success factors that are already working. So let's make sure that you're leveraging those things in your business. So key trends in your business. What are some of the things that you can use as great conversation starters when you're having network meetings? What are some of the things that are key trends that you want to be aware of when you do your own SWOT analysis? And I know a lot of times entrepreneurs, smaller businesses say to me, well, I'm not big enough to do a SWOT analysis. So I'm not this, Fortune 500 company. It's a simple enough concept. And it doesn't depend on the size of your organization. You can still look at what are my strengths as a business owner, as a corporation, in the services we provide. What are some of our weaker points, some areas that we need to shore up? Which is almost like that same, what's working really well, how could it be even better? But it's in a different format. So those are internal things that you have responsibility, you have the opportunity to change. Then there are the external factors to pay attention to. Where are the opportunities now bubbling up? What opportunities are coming up for you? Because we now have an immersion in AI, for example. What opportunity does AI bring for you and your business if you're able to wrap your head around it, if it's not something you're using yet in your business to increase productivity? So where are the opportunities? And where are there things that you consider to be a threat? It's something that is looming that you need to shift something in your business or it's going to be derailing you. And that needs to be on the awareness. So you can plan for it, you can work around it, you can reconnect with other partners, you can start digging into revamping some of your programs, some of your content, some of your product refinements. What is it that needs to shift to accommodate and address the threats that are coming up? So as we do that SWOT analysis, there's going to be some telling signs that come out of it. And then, of course, putting it into action is the big thing, right? The action, the moving forward, taking time, making time is a big thing. I was recently on another call and they were talking about time blocks. And I know for myself as an entrepreneur, even though I have other people on my team, mostly I'm the one that is directing the activities. So how do I plan out the day? It's really looking at where are there 90-minute time blocks that I can carve out? Because if I keep bumping and flitting from one thing to another, I'm not going to get my work completed. And it needs concentrated, dedicated time to get it done. When I wrote my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, some of you know it was a 9-month process to birth that book. But I was up at 5 every morning doing my journaling, meditation, my morning ritual first for half an hour. Then I would write for an hour every day. Doesn't matter whether it's Saturday or Sunday. I'd be getting up and doing that every day before my family got up at 6:30. So I had a quiet window of time. So I actually had an hour of dedicated time. And the ideas were just downloading. I claim to be the author of that book. However, I'm pretty sure it was divine information that needed to come through me to all be bundled together in that book to create 40 different words and word concepts to help women to ask for what they want and get it, not by being aggressive, but by being assertive, by being clear, cutting out some words, adding in other words, using a power pause. Sometimes no words are even required. And if you're curious about that, here's an invitation to actually go to my website and pick up a free gift. So you can actually pick up chapter 8 of my book, which is actually When No Words Are Required. And you can do that by going to yvonnesilver.com, YvonneSilver.com, and click on the free gift tab. And you'll be able to download chapter 8 of my book. That's a gift from me today for dialing in. So again, I'm going to repeat that toll-free number. If you're listening, you got on the call late, you didn't realize it was a live call today, you didn't realize that you could dial in with questions, here's the number, 1-888-627-6008. Or if you can't get through on the toll-free number, you can also listen, you can also dial in directly at 323 744 4831. So far, it's been a quiet audience today, but that's okay. It's not too late. So, we're going to cover another couple of concepts and then we're going to go to a break and then we'll be back. And the show is on until 1 o'clock Mountain Time. So, it runs for an hour of juicy goodness and insights and tips. So, I want to talk about energy cycles. Very often, we let other people drain our energy. And it's important to make sure that we have that in check. First thing in the morning, if you're doing any kind of morning ritual, part of that would be your grounding to make sure that you are in the energetic vibration of what you're trying to attract and bring in that day. You're also putting your, in essence, it's like putting on a coat and zipping it up, putting on your energetic barrier, if you like, to prevent you from letting your energy get drained away. So, draining our energy can very often be as simple as something like, oh, I'm sorry, and we're giving away our power, or where we're asking for permission when we don't need to. Just step into it, do it, and if necessary, ask for forgiveness afterwards. Because if we don't take action and we don't continue to be in action, the universe isn't going to be rewarding us. So we have to remain in action, testing out different concepts. So, how can you protect your energy? Make sure that you're not around toxic people. And this is a topic kind of dear to my heart. I actually decided I was going to run a webinar coming up on August 8th, talking about this topic of we get what we tolerate, right? It's leading on from an article that I wrote that I posted recently on LinkedIn. And if you haven't read that article, I will repost it again. But in essence, when women don't speak up and say that something is not tolerable, it's not acceptable, it's not fair, it's not right, it's not just, it's not equitable. When we don't speak up, the other people around us assume that we're happy with something, which is very often not the case. So, ladies, I am inviting you to consider, what have you been tolerating? What are you tolerating right now? And is it time to make a change? That's a beautiful part of the work that I do, which is making change, especially as an executive coach for women, looking at, both their career, how do they advance in their professional career, what are the skills needed? Sometimes we're digging in using an EQI, an emotional quotient inventory on their leadership capacity, those 15 competencies that even get them furthest ahead, and working on those things. Sometimes we're working as an entrepreneur on elements of the business and how you articulate the value that you're bringing to your clients. What is the story that you're telling? Sometimes we're working on those pieces, but it's very important that we do shore up that piece of our foundation. So when we're standing in our energy, it is a full embodied experience. If you've ever been to a networking meeting, put your hand out and someone's shaking your hand and it's like, ooh, wet, fishy handshake. You can tell when the energy is not in full integrity. You can tell that. So that's why I'm inviting women to join me on August 8th at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. So that's a webinar opportunity to learn more about we get what we tolerate and how to work from that place of not wanting to tolerate anymore, what you can do about it and how you can step fully back into your power. Because when we are in our full energetic strength and resonant, it's like that mother energy that is undeniable. It's like Mama Bear is here and there's no arguing with Mama Bear. So talking about energy cycles, put things into 90-minute time blocks, then take a 15-minute break. You'll really amp up your concentration. You'll be able to get a lot more done without the distractions. And make sure that you've got your pinging turned off your computer, your phone is turned off for a specific period of time. Get that project done. Get those things completed that you know are the most significant things that are going to move the needle. So we're going to come back after the break, and I'm going to be introducing you to a tool that I'm using in my business, which is directly involved with increasing sales by up to 300% using the power of connection, relationships, personality, and influence. So we're going to go to a short break. Make sure that you have your pen handy to dial in after the call. And I'm going to go to break, but I'm going to actually take a break myself, but I'm going to share while you're watching still the video that was introducing my best-selling book when that first came out and why I wrote that book and what's included in the book. So enjoy for the next few minutes.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Yes, as you could tell, that was the video that launched Words, Women, and Wisdom, and it was created back in 2018 when the book hit bestseller overnight. I can't believe how 5 years has flown by. So yes, I am starting to put together content for, can't decide yet whether it's the next edition or a completely new book, but there is more coming. So to focus our attention for the next portion of the show, it's really about increasing revenue. So if you are internally in a position where you're going to be looking for a promotion, Yes, you want to make sure that you can quantify what's working really well already in the job that you're in, and how are you saving, adding value, bringing in new customers? How can you quantify the value of the role that you're playing? And what is it that you specifically do differently if you have many people in that same role? Is it your sense of humor? Is it your positive attitude? Is it that you keep current using Harvard Business Review? Like, what is it that's going to make the difference and keep your work at a much higher level than anybody else? The second half of the session, we talked about this topic in the title of increase your results and your revenue by up to 300%. Well, obviously, if you're working on the right thing, you've done your SWOT analysis, you're clear in your message, you're clear in your value, all of those things are going to play in. If you're clear on your time, getting things done because you're using those time blocks, again, it all feeds in. However, there's some science to that claim. How do we increase by up to 300%? So some of you know, some not, that I actually use in my business a really amazing personality tool. I use tools all the time. And when I did my executive coach certification, going back 15 years ago now, we did a project where we looked at different assessment tools. And there was lots out there that are based on psychology. And they told me a lot about me. But there wasn't anything that told me about the person sitting in front of me that I was having the meeting with or having the coaching session with. And then I came across a few years ago a system that I love, which is so simple. In 90 seconds, less than 90 seconds in some cases, I can understand who is sitting with me. What is their preferred communication style? Because if I'm talking English and you're talking French, we're not going to be on the same page. We're going to be disconnected. So there are actually four different personality types identified in this system, which is actually developed by Codebreaker. And it now has some really cool AI components to it that can actually write copy based on personality style. More about that later. So the four personalities, if you're not familiar with this system, are B for blueprint. So this is your very traditional, rules-based, focused person who loves a plan. They need strategy. You better be early or at least on time, but preferably early, a professional handshake, showing up, with, you know, looking like you're in business, organized and accurate. So they are very structured on rules. Then there's the diametric opposite of that, the action persons. That's high five, go, go, go. They're very often speakers. They're at the front of the room. They're driving fast cars. You can't slow them down. They will not read all of your email. They'll just read the top line, the bottom line, and nothing in between. So clarity, summary, success. Those are the people driven by money. And they make quick decisions. These are the next group, N for nurturing. So this is B-A-N-K, blueprint, action, nurturing, and then knowledge. The nurturing person, which is my primary personality, it's all about seeing people succeed. It's about connections. It's about empowerment. It's about personal growth, teamwork, harmony, and connecting people. I love connecting people and making business transactions where we can add 1 + 1 and it makes 11 as a win-win scenario. And especially those businesses that have a social enterprise focus. Those are the kinds of people I love working with. And the last one is knowledge. Knowledge personalities are those who are very smart, very bright, don't suffer fools gladly, and you can't convince them of anything because they are so smart. So they want the evidence, the proof, the data, the science behind something. They won't make up their mind in a second. They need to process the information so a quick decision isn't happening with these people. So it's good to know, you know, who are your ideal clients? What are the personality types of your ideal clients? If your clients are mostly nurturer and action personalities, they're going to decide quickly at the end of your webinar or your first conversation. If you're dealing primarily with knowledge and blueprint personalities, you're in the scientific community, the medical community, they're not so apt to make a quick decision because they're making decisions based on fact, based on process, and really understanding what they're getting into. So two different sets of personality decision styles, but four different personalities. So you put these together, there's a 1 in 24 chance, if you look at, you know, my personality is NABK, Nurture, Action, Blueprint, Knowledge. Knowledge Blueprint. There's 24 different possible combinations that your personality type can be. And there's no right or wrong. We're all made up of each of those four types, but we have preferences on where we put our focus, what is the one that sounds most like us, and the one that sounds least like us. Now, if this is intriguing and you want to get your own copy of the report, hang on till the end and I'll tell you how you can do that as a free gift from me. Okay, but this is a scientifically proven system that will actually help us to connect faster with people. When I know someone is an action person, I connect with them in a different way than if it's someone who's identified as primarily knowledge is their first preferred communication style. It's very different. So there is actually a study that was done with using Mercedes-Benz that proves how 300% is possible. And again, I'm happy, reach out to me if you want that study. Not everybody on the call may want it, but certainly we can make that available. I can make it available. So using our words succinctly, connecting with people in a warm and engaging way that resonates with them is like, if I use that example of language, if I'm speaking English to you, you're speaking English back, we're going to connect. But if I'm speaking French and you're speaking English, there's a disconnect. If I learn to speak French, now we have 100% chance more of increasing connection. If you're German and I learn to speak German, now we have another 100% on top. So 200% more flexibility to likelihood of connecting. And if I add Korean as a third language, which I probably wouldn't, maybe Mexican, Spanish, then we're going to have 300% more connection possibility. This system is not as complicated as learning Korean or Spanish because it's a lot more easy to use. And it only takes 90 seconds for someone to identify what their preferred personality style is. And then you can have a much more open conversation, really valuing and appreciating where the other person is coming from. And it plays into their decision, the buying decision, and how they make that. So when we know what the other person's preferred communication style is, we have much more opportunity to connect with them in one or two calls versus, you know, 10 or 12 calls. Makes a huge difference. So let me know if you're intrigued to learn more about that system. So that is a 300% opportunity to increase your revenue in Q3, even though we are, you know, we've got a month left. You can still do it. So why is it even important? I mean, if you look at the Olympics that are happening right now, every single one of those Olympians who is serious, or candidates for the athletes, every one of them that is serious has hired a coach. They've hired a coach because a coach will give them the things that they are not noticing about how they are achieving success. Is it a tweak here in a swing? Is it a minor strategy? Is it a different visualization technique? What is it that makes the difference? And if you think about Tiger Woods in a golf swing, right? He can't see his own swing until he's recording himself, perhaps. But the coach can see the swing and can help identify where there's some tweaks and refinements that could make the difference between winning the PGA or not. Same thing with Olympians. Same things in leadership. Leaders who are serious about advancing and excelling, hire an executive coach. And that's just the way it is. So when I work with my clients, I work with them every 2 weeks. I find that every week is a bit too much. Every 2 weeks is a nice balance because they have action items to get done in between our coaching conversations. If they're in my Flourish program, then they're going to have 6 specific steps in that visualized approach. First of all, they're going to have 6 steps in Monetize. They're going to have some work to do in between on their own business. If they're working inside my voice program, which is the newest program, which is a curated set of content and tools based on the successes of 15 years of coaching, 20 plus years of senior HR, working to interview and hire about 6,000 people in my career. All of these questions have come together to be put into the My Voice program. And the concepts are seven steps. So simplicity, seven steps, it's my voice. Each of them stands for something. M is about minimizing and editing, so we really get focused. Y is about your unique value and defining that and articulating it and getting comfortable saying it and sharing it, so it's not coming across as bragging or feeling like bragging. V is about visualizing success. So that's where we have an integrated session, closed eye process, bringing in Reiki energy to integrate head and heart. Because if your heart is not in it, nothing's going to work. O is about opportunity exploration, really dialing in who your clients are and how you are the unique one to serve them. The I is insight, so using tools like the bank, like the emotional intelligence, the emotional quotient inventory that I mentioned for leaders. C is about using confident words, so drawing on content from my best-selling book. And then E is about endgame habits. So if you've ever been on a sports plan or a food or an exercise plan, once you get to your goal, then you got to be maintaining it. And how do you make sure that you don't slip backwards? So it's about new habits. So my voice is a structured program over a 6-month time period with coaching in between to tailor and customize it for each person. Very powerful. So what are some of these words? I talked about specifics. So let's draw on a few from the book. I'm sure my producer is monitoring if there is anyone trying to dial in. I'm just going to give that last number one more time. 1-888-627-6008. Or that's the toll-free number. Or 323-744-4831. If you have questions, get on the phone now. Dial in live, because otherwise the show is going to finish and I'm just going to keep going with my content. Oh, I just have something in the chat window here. One moment. There we go. Okay. So let's look at some words. Let's look at the word value. Okay. So in the book, I always like to use powerful questions, right? Questions that are open-ended questions, so that we can start diving into this concept of, you know, how will you know that you're receiving value? So I'm curious is a great starter question. What if, when could we? What's possible? Love that question. So you're diving in, but you're not using the word why, because why is one of those questions, W-H-Y, that will get people's backs up very often, because you are almost challenging them to explain themselves. Why is something important for you? Now, it's great to be clear on your purpose, your why. It's when you're asking other people that very often causes it causes a disconnect. So clearly identifying where you're currently adding value. This is either in your job or in your community. What are the topics that you deeply care about? And who knows what those topics are? Who externally could tell you, oh, well, you know, I know you deal with women, you're passionate about mentoring, you're passionate about putting programs together that advance the language that women use. Who knows about the topics you deeply care about? How are you demonstrating that within your organization? Again, we talked about, you know, are you saving the company money, increasing value, reducing waste or unnecessary costs? Make sure that your leader is aware of where you're adding value. Are you increasing efficiency, increasing revenues, retaining existing clients, retaining key staff? Are you developing something that's super innovative that could help move the needle or be first to market advantage for your company? Or win an award, right? Where are you asking, where are you adding value? And sometimes we don't have the skills internally just yet to be bringing forward a new idea. But if we look at where are their volunteer opportunities, very often we can partner up with somebody, learn the skill sort of under the radar, if you like, through a volunteer opportunity where There's not so much concern about being at the right level or at the same level as someone. Everyone's there for the greater good, and it's a great learning opportunity. And then bring those skills back inside your organization. What about the word enough? Right? Women very often will question, are you enough? So here's an activity that you can do. Looking in the mirror, you can ask this question of yourself. You know, first thing in the morning is a great time to do this when your mind is fresh from a good night's sleep. Are you enough? Am I enough? And if your reflection comes back or your inside voice comes back saying no, obviously you've got an opportunity for growth. So get out in nature is my recommendation always. But if you can't do that, at least be sitting somewhere quiet, several deep breaths, be in a safe environment, close your eyes, breathe deeply into your heart. And ask yourself, if I were enough, what would this look like for me? How would I be feeling? Or what would I be doing that I'm not doing today? So listen deeply for your inner guidance and what bubbles up, what emerges. What is your soul calling forth from you? What's the action that you can take? How will you show up differently when you're enough? How will other people know? How will you feel differently inside? How will you know, most importantly? And remember, if you, as I shared in that article, you know, we get what we tolerate. If you want a situation to change, you have to be the one to change first. So if you're looking for a more interesting job, you have to look for ways that you can bring new life into how you do your work right now. How can you make your current work interesting? So we can step into being in a place of gratitude and celebrating what we already have and then looking for something better, right? How can you use new technology, a new approach at work, a different attitude, engaging others that you wouldn't normally have as teammates to add new energy to an existing project, right? How could you create something? Maybe it's a volunteer project that is going to give you some community recognition as well and really help out with a social cause. And you can be the cheerleader. You can be the person who initiates it and gets your corporate support, gets your company on board for it. So if you're not sure about how you want to bolster your own value, turn it outwards first, because most people can always find a way to serve others. Yes, you need to be also serving yourself, right? But if you're not ready to do that just yet, look at ways that you can be serving others. Looking at volunteering is a great way. One of the other things is about taking action steps and starting to notice when you are receiving or not. So what do I mean by that? If you're open to receiving new opportunities, either in your business, new clients, new opportunities coming towards you, there has to be a container that is got the lid open. If the lid is shut and you're not open to receiving, then those opportunities are just going to bounce off the lid and disappear and go somewhere else. So how do we know if we're open? Well, noticing, right? Start noticing whether you're receiving help from others. When other people offer to help, do you sort of, oh, no, I got this, and push it away? When someone offers you a compliment, hey, you know, I love your dress. Do you, oh, this old thing, do you dismiss it? Are you actually receiving and open and capable of receiving more? Something to note down, right? So what can I do to be open to receiving more? That's a question perhaps for some journaling, right? Highlighting initially what feels uncomfortable for you. The more you practice, as you build your confidence muscle, the easier it becomes. So I'm recommending a format, and it's pretty easy to follow. So use the format of what, why, how, who, when, and where. So you can use this to identify value as well. And this will help in terms of building confidence and articulating your skills. So what did you do? Why was it important? How you used your skills uniquely to complete that task? Who was impacted and how? And when you completed it? So again, back to that conversation where we were talking earlier about being comfortable with the concept of bragging. It's not bragging. It's using your brains, your resilience, taking action towards your goals. Here's what I did. Here's how I did it. And when we measure it in that fashion, what, why, how, who, when, it's much easier to articulate and just state the facts. This is what I did. And this is how it moved the needle. So I'm going to be diving into some of these topics a little more. Oops. Sorry, knocked something off my desk here. Diving into these topics a little more in a webinar coming up, which is all about you get what you tolerate or not. So it's about moving from tolerating, shifting from tolerating to taking back your power. That's going to be hosted on Thursday, August 8th, 6 o'clock Mountain Time. I encourage you to join me for the webinar. I'll put the link in the show notes that will follow this episode. But if you've got your pen ready, even though you might not have felt comfortable dialing in with the whole audience listening with the question today, just make a note of this bit.ly link. So it's bit.ly, bit.ly, / 43 T, capital T, G for George, a capital G, a small P for Peter, and then a capital Y and the letter, and the number 4. So just to repeat, bit.ly / 43 capital T, capital G for George, small P, capital Y, and then the number 4. So if you click on that bit.ly link, it'll take you to be able to register. This is a complimentary webinar format, how to shift from tolerating to taking back your power. And that's coming up August 8th at 6 o'clock. So I've shared a number of things today. Excuse me. And it's all intended to give you ideas, insights, some of the content from my best-selling book. There's 40 of those concepts, 40 different words and word concepts in the book. There are 175 references. So if you've been listening as I've been talking, just keep in mind that some of these references are things like the fact that when women don't ask for what they want when it comes to a salary and negotiate their first salary, by the time they retire, they could have earned another $500,000. Crazy. Women entrepreneurs, just in the States, I was pulling some data, 12.9 million women-owned businesses, and we're making a difference. We're making an impact employing 9.4 million people. And yet, even though we generate $1.9 trillion, we only receive, for all women pitch teams, 1.9% of that $283 billion in JV, joint venture capital, that's available. So women, ladies, we need to move the needle. We need to learn how to ask. And that's what this show has been about today, asking and different strategies and techniques that you can use to increase your revenue by up to 300% this next quarter. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, and I look forward to connecting with you. The Words, Women, and Wisdom show airs every 2 weeks. Most times I have a guest, a woman who's risen from tragedy to triumph herself as well. And today was my gift to you, sharing insights from my best-selling book and 30 years of business success, working the last 15 as a coach specifically for executive women. Thank you for joining me today. And bye for now.